Jesus' name we come in such thanksgiving today. Oh, Father, what a gift. Your Son, the gift of gifts. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. And we rejoice and give all the glory to the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. It's our praise and our rejoicing. God, let it be our vision constantly, always. The blood upon the mercy seat, it's everything. Growing us up, God, hallelujah. Vessels of beaten gold right out of you, hallelujah. Thank you for the oneness we have. Thank you for this fellowship, God. The wings over that seat, that touch, Lord God. The encouragement, the flow, God, of love without hypocrisy. Love, praise God, without dissimulation. Love, perfect love, God, that we would grow up together in you. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for this wondrous truth. Thank you, God, for the gospel that you gave to Paul for us. Lord, let us just settle down in it. Sit back in that rocking chair of grace and feast. We thank you for the meat of the word. We thank you for the power of your might. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Go ahead and turn on over to Romans chapter 7. And the Lord so expanded on my heart from last Sunday. I love when he expands in us, don't you? Praise God. That we are his workmanship. How glorious is that? Amen. And that we are vessels of his grace and his mercy. We are vessels, praise the Lord, of his hand. I love that. His hands all over us, praise God. Vessels, hallelujah, of his will. And today, the Lord really honed my heart in something very personal, very sweet. The thought of overcoming the self-righteousness about myself. The self-righteousness about myself. And we find that testimony of Paul right here in Romans 7. And in verse 24, we begin to read. He says here, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Those aren't two chapters, it just keeps going. There's no separation there. It's one continuous glory, praise God. But oh, wretched man that I am, if Paul would have remained there in verse 24, brothers and sisters, without going into the victory that was awaiting in verse 25, and the overcoming glory of 8:1. No matter how much truth he received, he would have missed the crown. And that is the truth. That's the truth. Brothers and sisters, we must overcome the self-righteousness about ourselves. The wretched man must transform into the glory of Romans 8:1. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to understand this. I'm not speaking about today self-righteousness towards others. I'm not speaking of the self-righteousness of ones that may think that somehow their life is so much better when it's compared to the other guy. I'm speaking of the self-righteousness about ourselves that was battling precious Paul here in Romans 7, that somehow thinking to win God's best, he had to live a certain way, that he had to live a life that was completely free from any fault or any flesh in his life. That walking in the Spirit, brothers and sisters, would be a perfect life, a perfect appearance, an outward appearance life that would never almost really make a mistake, ever have, as we rejoiced last week, a fall or a failure. But yet, let me tell you, and I think we can all rejoice together, that I've come to realize the greatest lust of the flesh, the greatest lust of the flesh is thinking about my flesh in any way. That's the greatest lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit, brothers and sisters, is a mindset in truth. That's the truth. Walking in the Spirit is a mindset in the power of grace and in the depths of mercy. Walking in the Spirit is not a mindset on how my flesh looks. And I thank the Lord, by His grace, I am banking on His grace to win Christ Jesus as my bridegroom. I'm not banking on my flesh. As Paul says here, and I pray you've come to this point too, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. See, you get that in that beauty, and you're going to flip right over there in such a praise and rejoicing. And I'm telling you, Paul had to run around for a long time with his hands in the air praising God before he got back to writing 8:1, even though it was all right there. That's the truth. Because it hit him. It hit him. Because those years of that battle of the self-righteousness about myself was fierce. It was hard. Because that love of Christ was so great. But yet there was something still preventing him from really entering into the joy and the beauty and the rest of that love. And then finally it broke. He saw, praise God, there's two natures. There's two natures. And I will tell you this, by the grace of God, I'm going to just be absolutely assured and absolute attention to just the one, the new man, the new creation. Amen? All those things are passed away. Behold, all things have been made new. Amen. I understand this war that's going on right here. I understand this flesh that is corruptible. It's corruptible. But I thank God, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. So, I'll tell you this. Walking in the Spirit is a life constantly immersed in the Word of His grace. That's walking in the Spirit. In the Word of His grace. Not in the Word of judgment and condemnation. Not in the Word of examining my brother to see which mote I can remove from their eye when I've got a giant beam in mine. Amen? Amen? Amen. Oh, yes. No. Walking in the Spirit is a life constantly immersed in the Word of His grace, and immersed in the Word of His grace in my uprising and in my downsetting. In the Word of His grace, praise God, in my successes and in my failures, in all those things, praise be to God, I walk in the Spirit. I walk in the Spirit, praise be to God. I cannot be separated from the love of Christ. I cannot. I thank the Lord that He lives in me. I thank God that my salvation is not contingent. It's not temporal. And praise the Lord as I rejoice in His grace and in His mercy. That salvation, oh my, grows into salvation with eternal glory. Hallelujah. Where is all the glory? What does the glory speak of in the Word of God? It's the grace, isn't it? We glory in His grace. His glory is His grace. The glory isn't my work. The glory isn't my flesh. The glory is His grace. And His grace is greater. It's always greater. There's nothing that even compares to it. And that should be our bubbling praise all the time. So I thank the Lord that walking in the Spirit, praise be to God, is just being immersed in the word of His grace. Remember, as it says in Galatians, Paul told him, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? And he followed up with, who hath bewitched you? That should just be the biggest red flag and alert when we start to drift off in some type of self-righteousness. Brothers and sisters, we must get this. It is a heart attitude of grace. It's a heart attitude of grace and only grace that wins him. It's not a life that is measured by the appearance of my flesh. That's the truth. This struggle that was in Paul in Romans 7, I thank God. I'm telling you, it is personal to me. I know this self-righteousness. I really do. God graced my life to hear this truth from the very beginning. He did. I thank the Lord. I did not have to unlearn error, false doctrine, winds, things of that nature. I didn't. I thank God for that. He graced me early in my life, praise the Lord. I give him all the praise to love this truth, to be thankful for this truth. I knew at an early age this was it. There wasn't anything else. And I thank God for the testimony of my mother. It was known, it was lived. The joy of the Lord was present always in our home. It was always time to pray and rejoice. It was always time finding mom on her knees, always weeping. I remember early on as a young child, Mama, why are you crying? Oh, honey, these are happy tears. Jesus makes me so happy I have to cry. Jesus makes me so happy I have to cry. But yet, even though there was love, even though I knew, there was a battle of self-righteousness. I battled, brothers and sisters. I knew that my life the way it was could never attain to winning Christ. Isn't that something? Even though I had this beautiful truth, this magnificent testimony of grace, somehow I knew better that examining myself, what a pity. There's no way that I was living right, being right of heart to win God's best. Somehow there was some work that I thought I needed to do in me, that somehow there was something that I needed to do that was going to fix me. As opposed to that beautiful, wondrous message and word of His grace that was there the whole time. Amen. Now, I thank God, and I mean this. I don't believe I've ever been stricken with a condemning spirit, all by the grace of God. I think the Lord had given me a tender heart as a young person to love people even when they were having problems and acted bad. I'm not saying it was immediate. But God's word knew in my heart that but for God, I'd go right there too. Maybe I knew the problems I had and said, well, I'm sorry for you too. That was early on. Not understanding what a joy those infirmities were in my life. That those were the things I have learned to glory in. That those infirmities, praise God, is when the very power of Christ rests upon me. Now, but even though I don't believe I ever too much was so stupid to act like some great self-righteous saint, I want you to know this internal self-righteousness was just as deadly. This internal self-righteousness was just as deadly thinking I needed to be different or act different in Jesse's strength to win God's best. Living in a state of guilt, you're restless. You're restless. Listen, I know this is for at least one person out here today. But you're restless. And I'll tell you what. When you're restless, it's not a good thing. Because what happens is you get so focused on your actions that I realized I wasn't living in the fullness of the joy of His love. That's the truth. We can get so focused on ourselves in any which way we can that somehow we depart from that joy and rejoicing of His love. A readied wife, brothers and sisters, she rests. And she doesn't rest in her laurels. She rests in His grace. She rests in His mercy. And she rests in His love. We've studied all these ones in the Word of God. The Galilean wedding, about all these Gentile brides, all these precious encouragements to our hearts. What did Esther do to catch the eye of the king? Huh? I love it. I was testified to in such a sweet way. A brother in the Lord, I won't mention his name. I think he might even get in trouble for this statement. But that beauty was that way. That king was in there and all those ones were in there. He was in there maybe about 20 seconds. There might have been 100 women. She's it. He didn't have to get them out there and look at one to the other and that type of thing. Do you understand what the grace of God did to your life? In ages past, He saw you in Him. Praise God. She's it. That's it. That's her. She's mine. I'm coming after her. It wasn't anything I worked up in that. I just came along in that love. Amen. It's marvelous. But a readied wife rests in that. Brothers and sisters, we will never change our flesh. You can't change the flesh. The flesh is the flesh. But I'll tell you what can change. You change from glory to glory. Into the very image of Him. And it's a inner man. It's that inner man, praise God. It's not on the outside. That inner man is what changes. Stay with this. Yes, the testimony of Jesus in you will increase, and He will and do of His good pleasure more and more. But the output is not my focus. If the output is ever your focus, you're off. You're off. It's always the input. It's always the input. If you plant and water this precious word of His grace, you don't have to worry about what's to come. It's coming. The bride for the Lamb will grow up. And grow up fully with all of the word of His grace. I don't have to worry about this appearance. I know that that word of His grace will bring glory. I know that He'll give me words to speak. I know He'll give me those works. Praise God. But the works of His grace. Not the works that I want to do or I think I should do. But praise be to God, the before-ordained good works. The before-ordained good works. Did you think of any of those? Huh? Were you out there in ages past thinking of those? No, you weren't. That's what the word of His grace brings up in us. I don't need to fantasize what I'm going to do for God. I could never, ever, ever bring anything but the Lamb to Him. And the Lamb in that excitement and joy of growing in me. Hallelujah. I bring Him the greatest pleasure. I bring Him the ecstasy, praise the Lord, that He saw for Himself in ages past. The good pleasure of His will. Because it's His Son. It's his son's life that lives in me. I joy in the Lord. I joy in the love and the grace and the mercy and the blood of his son. And there isn't anything that could remotely compare. Matter of fact, there's nothing else he will accept. Do you understand that? You could bring him every work, the sweat on your brow. But once again, God, so faithful, he knows us. He made us. And he made that known right at the first, didn't he? There was old Cain bringing him every effort, everything that he could do. I'm confident everyone that looked at him said, oh man, what a guy. What a saint. What a righteous man. How he loves God. Watch him work. I'll tell you, the ones that love God, the ones that sometimes stumble in here, that love his truth, that oftentimes are gripped in something so ugly in this world. But God has an appointment at the well. And he left the disciples, the children. And he didn't even tell them why he went, because they were wondering what he was doing there. But he didn't waste his time. He was honed in. See, are we honed in like that, you think? Yeah. Brothers and sisters, the output's not my focus. It's the input. I need more and more of this truth and love. Once a week ain't gonna get it. Not gonna get it. You need it every day. You need to be in these studies each time. Oh, he's after you today. If I'm a part of that little conduit to get there, so be it. Avail yourself to hear the word of God. Avail yourself to hear it. Increase upon increase of the word of his grace. And I thank God it's that input alone that will build us up and set us apart to him. Make me a vessel, praise God, adding to the usefulness of the husband. I know that feeling Paul had sitting there. You talk about feeling useless. All that wondrous word, and here I am looking at me. Lord, I shouldn't have these thoughts. Lord, I shouldn't be acting this way, whatever it may be. Get into the word of his grace. Get into the word of his grace. Start praising him for the new man. Quit worrying about the flesh. Quit letting that sin reign upon you. I already know this sinful flesh. I'm covered in it. I get it. It ain't going to change. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you what, I'm changing. I am changing. Have you seen me change? I'm thankful. It's all him. I've seen you change too. Boldness, love, confidence, efficient with my time. I quit trying to be good Jesse and start letting God be glorious. However, we miss embracing the full grace and the beauty of complete mercy, you'll miss God's best. I'll miss it. I don't want to miss it. I just don't want to miss it. Nope. His grace just too beautiful. His grace is too free. His grace is too marvelous, too majestic. And it just pleases him too much. And I thank the Lord when God truly allowed that to break free in my life. When I took the power of his might and said, that self-righteous guilt has got to go.
No more. No more. I had a crown in my hand, but I wasn't looking at it. Looking at the wrong hand, I guess. I don't know, but amazing. And I am thankful. I'm not going to say too terribly long ago either. What's time to God? I remember the hallelujah started. I remember walking around, and then I started running around. I'm it. I'm it. I could see Ruth coming back to that field as she knew he liked her. I'm it. I'm it, Naomi. She said, I know you are, honey. You don't need to be shy no more. You get right in there tonight. They're going to be talking about you. But you're it. I knew I was his choice. I knew I was that outcast Samaritan woman. Sitting at that well all alone. But he chose me. And he chose me because he loved me. He just loved me. No one else really did. And in that way, I sure didn't. I didn't love me. But he loved me. He loves me. And he loves me no matter. Isn't that something? And his love has always been in love with me, no matter. He loves me as his bride, no matter. That's everybody here that has accepted that word of his grace, this bridal message. He loves you as his bride, no matter. Because I know, but for God, we're all wretched. And if you're walking around here thinking that you achieved the bridal rank because of what is looking like on the outward appearance, I have news for you. You better wake up to the palm that's right there in your hand. And my bridegroom is awaiting for me, no matter. And it's all because I took the grace to know that breadth, amen, and that length, and that depth, and that height of his love for me. And I'm confident in that. And I know that because of that fullness of God that now fills me, because of the knowledge of that love, I've got him. No matter. You got him no matter? Know this. Rejoice in it. Thank him and give him all the praise today. It is. It's a gentle spirit. It's just gentle. It's overwhelming. Just let him look at you today. Let him admire you. Bring that Abishag in here and let her just stand before me. She don't have to do a thing. Honey, just stay there. Nope, don't need to say nothing. Just let me look at you. Let me look at you. I can't either, sister. I can't either. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love him. Let's just praise him for a little bit together today. Praise you, Lord. It's all right. Just praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you. I believe in Jesus' name, Lord, you broke through today. I think we know that we are loved. Oh, I think we know that we are loved. Lord, thank you for that mercy and grace today. God, just growing in that knowledge of your love for us. Just a wee bit more, wee bit more. But oh, how glorious it is, Lord. And soon in the fullness of your face, oh God. Hallelujah, what's going to break forth. Oh my. And we love you. And Lord, we will soon see you. Thank you for this time with brethren of like precious faith. How gracious you are to us. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.